It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm David Green.
And I'm Melissa Block. Every September 11th, in the night sky, twin beams of light illuminate Lower Manhattan. They're projected from Ground Zero, where the Twin Towers once stood. This past Saturday, in those columns of light, New Yorkers also saw lots of little fluttering things. Some thought they might be pieces of plastic or paper, but they were birds, thousands of them. Ornithologist John Roden was there watching from below. He works with New York City Audubon. And John, why were those so many birds flying into these columns of light?
It was actually a combination of factors that caused what we saw on Saturday night. First of all, there had been very unfavorable conditions for bird migration previous to that night. There had been repeated southerly air flows that were coming up, preventing birds from flying south, and there was the hurricane that came up the East Coast recently. And so they were just sort of piling up, if you will,
Waiting for the weather to change.
Yes, the weather to change, more favorable conditions. And it just so happened that on Saturday, it really was an epic night for migration. And then the other complicating factor was the fact that it was just after a new moon. And so the basic reason why birds get confused by lights like this is because they use the visual cues in the sky, among other things, to navigate by. So they use a star map. They use the moon. And when the moon isn't present, like it wasn't on Saturday night, and they come into a place where there's lots of light, it can be very distracting for them because they're cueing in on lights and trying to navigate by those lights. But if those lights actually don't move and are just very present for them, they can actually get very distracted and drawn into those lights and have a hard time navigating out of them. And what we would see on Saturday night was that birds would fly through the columns and sort of fly out a little bit, and then they would just do these sweeping turns and come back in. And it just seemed like that they were trying to figure out how to get away from it, but then that reference was constantly there, and so they would then cue in on it again and then circle back in.
When you looked up and realized just how many birds had gathered in this light this year, what did you think?
I thought we need to do something about this. We have a long-standing partnership with the Municipal Arts Society, which is the organization that produces the tribute for New York City. And we have a protocol in place that if there's a situation like developed on Saturday, that we can shut down the beams for a short period of time to allow the birds to clear out. We had to do it periodically to, you know, just ensure that the birds could continue on their way southward.
And what were you worried about? What's the danger there?
You know, birds do fly for long periods of time, but when birds are flying for migration, they have a directed, you know, sort of fast flapping flight that gets them where they need to go. What we saw when the birds were circling in the lights is that they're doing a different type of flapping, that they're fluttering around in the lights, which energetically, I think, is a more costly thing for them to have to do. So they would become just exhausted. Plus, they're not making any progress farther southward. And so it's sort of a double whammy, you know, that they're having this exhausting type of flight, plus they're not having a successful journey southward and getting to better habitat where they can then replace those energy stores.
Well, do you figure that these birds, despite their confusion on September 11th, they're on their way, headed south, and all is well?
I would think so. I felt really good. I have to say that, you know, I work in conservation and I really dedicate my life to trying to help protect birds. But, you know, often that can be sort of a, you know, we're working toward goals that you don't actually see tangible results. But it was really nice on Saturday when we would turn the lights off and, you know, the birds would just move on. You could hear that. You could see that. And you could think that these birds are probably making it. And if we hadn't been there to work to help them, they probably wouldn't have made it on past there.
John Roden is an ornithologist and the associate director for citizen science and outreach with New York City Audubon. John, thanks very much.
Thank you.